Gators Breakdown, the Gators fan podcast, because there's never a dull moment in Gator Nation.
The Gators Breakdown podcast is ready to go. I'm your host, David Waters, and you can find me on Twitter at GatorDave_SEC. And this will be a kind of quick update episode since we threw a whole lot at you, Neil and I, about these coaching hires upcoming. But of course, with the announcement that Torian Gray is going to be hired as the cornerbacks coach at the University of Florida, of course, I wasn't going to go by without putting my thoughts out there and getting you guys another episode. As I said, it'd be a shorter type of episode. Some of the news in the last episode that was just posted last night, this morning. Yeah, some of the info in there will be kind of old as far as the cornerbacks coach search and everything goes. So, but still a lot of good information if you want to go back and listen to it as far as defensive line coach availability. Some goals for the 2019 offseason for the Gators. But of course, got to get some thoughts out here about Torian Gray being hired as the new cornerbacks coach for the Gators. Remember, you can find Gators Breakdown on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all that good stuff. And also check us out at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown. And yeah, Torian Gray, happy with the hire. I was just reminded that I did tweet yesterday that I would be afraid, of course, if you hire him, he'd bolt for the NFL again. But after thinking about it, you know, a lot of the whole being under Jim McElwain the first time may have had a lot to do with getting out. And, I mean, hard to pass up an NFL gig, too, at the same time. So, maybe that still hangs out there, but we'll see. I'll get into all that even more. But as far as what you're getting with Torian Gray, you're getting one of the best defensive back coaches out there as far as pure coaching goes, technique, how you teach guys. His resume speaks for itself. I'll get into that as well. But as far as on-the-field coach, you probably couldn't have got – I mean, even if other guys were available, there's probably not too many guys out there better than – the coaching side of what Torian Gray can bring. Solid recruiter as well. I'll get into that. So I think, you put the combo together in what you get in Torian Gray. Really good hire and taking over for Charlton Warren, of course, who left for Georgia on Saturday. I've labeled it. I've put it out there on Twitter. This is definitely an upgrade from Charlton Warren and what the Gators are bringing in here and what they can having Gray ultimately better than what they had with Warren. Hopefully, like I said, years to come. He's here for a while. But, you know, we'll see how that all plays out. I like the hire. I think it ends up pretty great. And let's see what Dan Mullen, what he said. Obviously, Torian brings a high level of familiarity with our program and the Southeastern Conference. His track record of preparing players for the NFL and his success coaching at that level speaks for itself. Meanwhile, with his strong recruiting ties to the state of Florida and the fact that he played for Coach Grantham while in college, will make this transition seamless. And I was doing some research on Gray today when things kind of leaked out that he was probably going to be the guy. I'll get into the whole Manuel situation too. That kind of got everybody riled up this morning, of course, in Twitter land. But I didn't know. Yeah, his familiarity with Todd Grantham. Played for Todd Grantham for 4 seasons while Todd Grantham was at Virginia Tech. So Torian Gray and Todd Grantham, very familiar with each other. Gray will know what to expect from Todd Grantham, know the style of defense he likes to play, knows what to – and look, and I went back to this last season when Dan Mullen hired – the coaching staff that he brought so many guys with him from Mississippi State, familiarity was a big part of it. And now here's another coach that you're bringing in who's going to know what to expect. Todd Grantham's going to know what to expect. Yeah, there'll be some newness there. But when it breaks it down, those guys are going to be very familiar with each other, know what to expect, know what to bring to the table. And, it makes the transition a whole lot easier. Gray's also been here, knows the players, recruited a lot of these players, knows the DB history at Florida, knows what to expect. When he was coach and what Florida was able to do last time he was here, I mean, it speaks for itself. There. So recently let go by the Redskins was Gray in two seasons. The Redskins ranked 9th and 15th in passing yards allowed. He worked with mostly young guys this past season, with the exception of veteran Josh Norman, former Hokies Greg Stroman, Adonis Alexander, both rookies, and Danny Johnson, an undrafted free agent, were some of the players Gray was tasked with in developing this past year. We all know Quentin Dunbar, a former wide receiver at Florida, Gray's turned him into a pretty good quarterback in the NFL with not much experience there beforehand. Gray got drafted, went to the NFL. They've turned him into a cornerback now, and it's a pretty good cornerback. And you can trace it going back to Torian Gray being his coach there and what he's been able to do with Dunbar and turn him into a serviceable, better than serviceable NFL player. He joined the Redskins in 2017 with 18 previous years of coaching experience overseeing defensive backfields, developed a number of NFL defensive backs at the college level, including cornerback Brandon Flowers, safety Cam Chancellor, cornerback Kyle Fuller, among others. Also oversaw the development of two Redskins draft picks, defensive back Keshawn Jarrett and cornerback Kendall Fuller. In his first season in Washington in 2017, Gray's defensive backs helped produce the team's strongest season against the pass in nearly a decade. The unit ranked 3rd in the NFL in completion percentage, allowed 57.6%, the team's best ranking since leading the NFL in that category in 2005, while finishing 9th in passing yards allowed per game in 2017. That was 213.8 yards, the team's lowest since 2009. And 10th in opponent passer rating at 81, and that was the Redskins' lowest since 2008. Before he went to the Redskins, of course, 2016 served as the defensive backs coach at Florida under Gray's tutelage there. Cornerback Tease Tabor earned first-team All-SEC honors from both the AP and the league's coaches, while also garnering second-team All-American honors from numerous outlets. Gray also helped guide defensive back Quincy Wilson to second team all SEC honors there. So prior to his time at Florida, I mean, look, we remember a lot of this when Gray was announced the first time, but we'll go back and refresh people's memory here. Spent 10 seasons coaching defensive backs at his alma mater, Virginia Tech. In his 10 seasons in Blacksburg, the unit just allowed 185 passing yards per game and 106.5 opponent passer rating, both ranked 2nd in the nation over that decade. The 10 years he was there, Virginia Tech ranked 2nd in the nation in passing yards per game and opponent passer rating per game. So that's lofty right there. Opposing quarterbacks completed just 50.4% of their passes in those 10 seasons, the lowest percentage against any defense in the nation there. So look, we said it when he was hired at Florida last time for Virginia Tech. He's going to be getting a ton more talent at University of Florida. He'll be able to develop all that talent at Florida. You saw what he was able to do at Virginia Tech. Maybe he sticks around for a little more, a few years at Florida, able to bring his guys in, develop his guys from years of, stack those years of development on top of each other. And there we go. And we get similar numbers to what he was doing at Virginia Tech. We'll take that in a heartbeat. During Gray's tenure, a total of 11 Hokie defensive backs were selected in the NFL draft, including Aaron Rouse in 2007, Brandon Flowers in 2008, Victor Macho Harris in 2009, Cody Graham in 2010, Cam Chancellor 2010, Rock Carmichael 2011, J'Ron Hosley 2012, Antone Exum 2014, Kyle Fuller 2014, Keshawn Jarrett 2015, and Kendall Fuller in 2016. If you go back and look, especially this past season, by most accounts, most people thought Gray was doing a pretty good job for the Redskins. We go back and look at it, like I said, trying to get some young guys at the Redskins this past year. And then former NFL veteran Will Blackman, I was looking around, shared his thoughts on Gray and the former Hokie. He says Gray wasn't going to be out of work for too long. Should be a DB coach at just about any program in the country. He says he's earned that reputation. But however, this was you know, going into just right after the season when Gray was announced, he was expected to remain in the NFL. We know what happened at Florida this past weekend with Warren leaving. Florida was able to swoop in, grab him, and bring him back to Florida, his last college stop before he went to the NFL. So pretty good when you can people around the NFL thought Gray was going to end up again with another NFL job, and he's at one of the premier universities in college football there. So looking around on Twitter today, of course, and you know, I brought it up, my kind of worry as well. There's been some worry and some criticism of by fans out there, and I get since he was only here for a year when he last coached, and you know that he may bolt again. But you know, also the recruiting aspect that some people are worried about. Honestly, he wasn't here long enough to determine how he'll recruit with the Gator logo on his chest, but he had a hand in getting Christopher Henderson and Wilson. Marco Wilson's dad, Chad Wilson, tells me he likes the hire of Gray coming back to the University of Florida. He can recruit Lakeland with the best of them. Got his roots are there. James Robinson was a recruit that he helped bring in as well from this time here. Had a hand in that. So, and look, also remember, he was coaching and recruiting under Jim McElwain. So, that speaks for itself. I think we all know that. So the program was hampered overall about that. So this is a good hire, potential to be great hire, I think, if he sticks around for years to come. I think that's the key sticking point here there with Torian Gray. So, you know, with Mullen and staff and Gray's great developing resume, much like Neil Blackman said on the last episode of Gator's Breakdown, you can recruit based off of your resume. And I just listed all those names and what he was able to do at Florida the 1 year he was here and the players he helped bring in that are still on the team. Believe me, he had a big hand in recruiting Marco Wilson and getting him on campus. So I think it's a good fit. Hopefully he sticks around this time. And one thing for sure, we're getting a great developer of talent and the Gators. It doesn't matter who DB coach is. The Gators will always have great defensive back talent. So the recruiting aspect of it, Florida's going to get the DBs. Florida's going to get their DBs. Now they got one of the best developers of that position that they could have went out and got. So right now, this hire, it can be labeled as a home run with what Florida was looking for, what Dan Mullen was looking for, the timeline that it happened. 2 days after we got word Charlton Warren had went to Georgia, we get a big-time, big-name hire, home run hire. Speaking of the timeline, of course, signing day coming up, and the name on top of the board, I'm sure is going to be one of his first visits, if not his first visit. Torian Gray's first visit will be to Kyir Elam. Go get him. His dad's a fan. Kyir Elam's dad is a fan of Torian Gray. Has some mutual friends there. It speaks well. It speaks well into Kyir Elam coming off of his Georgia visit, his closest with Charlton Warren. Florida went out and got a coach that the Elams are looking for somebody that can develop Elam, Kyir Elam, to be one of the best cornerbacks out there. And you went and got the best coach on the market that will be able to do that. So we'll see where this recruitment ends up. Of course, it's much like Georgia. I don't think they made the Charlton Warren hire just for Kyir Elam, of course. And Florida just didn't make this hire to go get Kyir Elam just because of the connection there. But I'm sure we'll hear more coming out as well about the hire, what it means, and how important it is for somebody like Kyir Elam out there. Of course, I mentioned this morning there was a lot of smoke about Marquand Manuel getting the job this morning. Many sources were hearing the same, and even a player's parent had heard it as well. I was, once I heard it, started asking around a lot. So there was a lot of smoke out there for Manuel to get the job. And, of course, didn't turn out that way, but wasn't the only one hearing it. A lot of trusted people out there heard the same thing. But of course, not concrete enough to go out there with it, put it out there publicly. But a lot of people were hearing the same thing that I was hearing. So not sure how far that got or how true it was, but it was out there, and many people I trust heard the same. So that's all. That's all we'll say about that part of it. Florida went and got their guy, and Torian Gray, somebody familiar with the Florida program, familiar with the state of Florida, and developing cornerbacks. All right, so we know the defensive line coach hire will be next, and I know they want to say they want to get that one done pretty quick as well. So maybe back with another quick update this week. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully, I can do it during the day or something. we'll see. So the nights don't get messed up. But yeah, guys, thanks. Of course, looking around in the last episode as well, you've made Gators Breakdown a top 200 listen to podcast, sports podcast today. So thank you very much for listening, sharing, replying, interaction, all that good stuff. Thank you very much. So making Gators Breakdown a top 200 podcast on Apple, it really means a lot to me. There, the work that put here, and I'm grateful that you guys find some good solace in this in the Gators content that I bring. So yeah, like I said, short episode. Just get my thoughts out there about the new hire, big hire, like to hire a lot, home run hire, and Gators went and got the best coach available out there, one of the best coaches, period, at this position in the NFL and college football. So that'll do it for this short update episode of Torian Gray getting hired by the Gators. I'm the host of Gators Breakdown, David Waters. You can find me on Twitter at GatorDave_SEC. Guys and girls out there, thanks for listening to this episode of Gators Breakdown.